two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
You know, me Koreans came up to me.
And said what?
Dude. Bad friends? Bobby Lee is like my idol, man.
I'm a leader.
Trust me, I know.
She doesn't respect me, right?
It's
right?
Disgusting.
But what I wanted to tell you right now is I'm a leader of a group.
Recognize.
All right? Recognize, all right? And if there was a war, God bless it, be not
God bless.
Happen,
God
right?
bless, not happen.
God bless it, be not happen, right? You would be in big trouble, all right?
Big time.
I'm going to tell you another thing, young lady.
Tell her.
You're not going to believe this. This is against you. You're not going to believe this. You're not
going to
believe this. So we get in the car, right? To drive here.
Today.
And she goes, Tito Bobby. I go, what? She goes, if Andrew not wearing a mask, right, I'm going to say something.
I was wearing a mask.
I understand that. I understand that. And lucky you were because, right? Yeah. I go, what are you going to do? She goes, I've had enough. She goes, I have enough.
You have enough.
I have enough. I had enough.
You have it up to here?
I didn't say that. I'm going to confront. He goes, I'm going to confront him.
You're going to confront me?
You're going to confront Andrew? She goes, yeah. He better be wearing masks while I come around.
You know
right?
what?
I go, oh, yeah.
Do it now.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Why don't you confront me right now?
Do the confront.
Come on. Confront me right now.
I didn't say that.
Okay, so if he wasn't wearing a mask, right, you weren't going to say anything because you promised the
no,
lady.
No, I would wait for you to say it.
What?
Because
you coward?
Coward.
Oh, yeah, coward.
Coward.
Yeah.
I wait for you to say it.
Yeah. And that's why the Japanese took over their island. Right? I wait for the U.S. to help us.
You're weak.
You're weak.
You couldn't even confront me right now.
But it's unbelievable what she says around the house. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get here. I'm going to say something.
What?
Yeah. And it's like, what? Yeah,
no.
It's a lot of
no.
People. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? To think that I brought you a gift today.
Oh, my God.
To think I brought you a gift.
Oh, another knife.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at the size of this thing.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, you want to play with it?
Is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
Will I cut myself?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's sharp. It's real.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This is a knife.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, don't want to. Well, this is a nice table.
Yeah.
Here you go, Rudy. And you know what? But you know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You don't get to keep it.
I didn't say.
No. You know what?
Yeah, don't.
You know what, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give that to her. She doesn't get that knife. You know what, Rudy?
She doesn't get anything from now on.
Here.
Yeah.
This one. You get that one.
What is that?
It's another knife.
Okay, get her that one.
You get a little baby knife.
Yeah, baby knife.
There you go. Can have both. I love you. Here. Take both.
Yeah.
Take both, you freak.
Yeah.
Psycho.
But she says all this stuff, and it's like, you know, I go, one day, why don't you just say something?
I love you.
And she's like, and she's always like, I will one day. I confront him. So
you're finally going to confront me. Rudy, did you get any AMC stock or GameStop stock?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did
you?
No, but Kalila
did.
How much? How many?
She didn't buy like $5,000.
She bought $5,000 worth.
Worth, yeah. No, of I don't know what.
Yeah. She put in $5,000, but there's.
But weeks ago.
But stocks are only worth a couple hundred now, right? A piece, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it at right now? What's GameStop at right now?
Well, this morning was at $3.25.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool what they're doing.
I am, but.
Bury them.
Yeah.
All these hedge fund people have been making so much money and they don't do anything.
I'm on their side.
Why?
What?
You're on the
I like
suits?
Rich. I like Richies.
Yeah, but you like don't you like rich people to get rich from doing something cool or talented? These people didn't do anything cool.
I know. I just feel like they know these loopholes and little things that they do, right, to make themselves money.
But that's not cool.
It's not cool.
No.
And what's fucked up about it is, and then, you know, the common man, like us,
mm-hmm.
right, we find out about it, right?
Yeah.
And then they try to fuck us.
They did. They are fucking us.
I know.
They're stopping every. You know, George bought a lot.
What did he buy?
You bought GameStop and AMC?
I'm getting AMC this afternoon. I bought GameStop.
There.
Are you going to buy any?
I'm thinking about it, but then I'm like, I lose.
I feel like I'm behind.
This is, you know what this looks like? This is like you and me go to the casino. If you and me went to the casino in Vegas, we'd lose $100,000.
Oh, I've done it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't win at those things.
I don't win. I'm a loser.
Gambling doesn't work for us.
No, I could get like blackjack, right? I could get two fucking kings.
Yeah. King,
right?
King.
King. And still lose.
Ace King.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wins every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Now, I can't. Gambling is, for me, I'll do it for fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I don't think about I'm going to win money.
Yeah.
They're full time gambling. Andreas, no for you, right?
Yeah, I always have inside information. Actually, do you guys want to know how much... Can you guess how much...
On the ground works that people don't know about that you, Andrew, and I can buy in on?
This is going to be a new segment called Andres is on the ground.
Yeah.
Andres on the ground.
Finance advice.
Finance advice.
Already.
Finance advice.
I'm not convinced.
I just saw a matador in my head pull a finance advice. Andreas, a finance advice.
Yeah.
Do you need advice?
But instead of a matador, it's like a little bulldog.
By the way, what an appropriate metaphor for the bull for Wall Street running past a little meme of Andreas, the bull of Wall Street, running through a red and him going, Andreas Rosende, finance advice.
What is it,
Andreas?
What's your advice?
Bobby, would you buy a Chipotle stock or would you go with something like Moderna?
Oh, he's saying what's more popular. Ooh, if we were gambling right now. Okay, yeah. I see what he's saying.
Moderna
or Chipotle?
Moderna's medical?
Yeah, they're pharmaceutical companies.
Moderna is the one who's coming out with the vaccine.
They're making the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. I would go with Chipotle.
I think I'd also go with Chipotle because I feel like Moderna goes up and down all the time. Chipotle is probably on a steady rise.
Yeah, how much do you think it's worth?
I would say Chipotle stock is worth $300 or $400, $360.
What about Moderna?
Moderna's up in the thousands, I bet. Probably like $1,200 to $1,500.
Well, no.
That laugh, though?
Is so condescending.
It's so condescending and so gross.
Could you imagine doing that to a client?
What a piece of shit.
I come into his office and he's like, you're here for finance advice.
Yes. Yeah, plus he has the internet in front of him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and he's looking at the internet going.
And me and my husband, Bobby, we walk into your office and I say, you know, we've never done this before, and Bob's interested in getting in the market. And
right, that's why you guys are here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us, but we were just curious. We're looking to spend a little bit of money, and we think maybe in Chipotle. Is that, how much is Chipotle?
We're thinking Chipotle because we love the restaurant. We go there every Friday.
It's the best.
After work.
Right after he gets off work.
And what I get is I get a burrito.
Yeah, a burrito.
Yeah, a little burrito.
And I get a burrito bowl because I'm watching my cows.
Exactly. And, I, you know, for me, you know, I like the cows. Friday night's my cow night.
That's when he lets loose.
Yeah.
So how much is Chipotle stock?
$1,200.
Oh.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Share.
A little bit of rich for our blood. How much is Moderna?
Moderna.
$173.
Whoa.
Maybe we should buy Moderna.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what, $1,200 for Chipotle?
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend in high school, this is crazy. My girlfriend in high school, when McDonald's used to own Chipotle, someone in her family worked at Chipotle and they had the unlimited card. Do you ever seen the platinum card or whatever? George, pull up the card. It's like the unlimited burrito card. Back when McDonald's used to own them, they'd give you these cards, these lifetime burrito cards. Uh-huh. As many as you want. For the rest of your life, a lifetime burrito card. And we would go and friends could use it unlimited. No, there was no limit count.
That's it, yeah.
A lifetime of burritos. Wow.
Yeah, I don't eat there.
Did you hear the Spain? He goes, wow.
I know. Do you eat there?
No.
I don't eat there.
In high school, I ate it all the time.
Yeah.
Because you eat there, don't you eat Chipotle?
I tried it twice.
You don't like it?
I like it.
What's your favorite Mexican food? Restaurant?
Terry's.
Terry's, yeah.
You go to Terry's?
I mean, I like it. Yeah, it's good.
I love it.
I go to this place called El Michoacan.
Oh, I love El Michoacan.
El Michoacan.
I love El Michoacan.
So good. And she goes like this. She goes, whenever she sees me, she goes, hey. I go, hi. And she goes, do you want the same thing?
Oh, I love when they do that.
I know.
I love it because when we go to Terry's, they all love me. Hey! They yell from the back.
Hey, Bobby!
Yeah, it's the best. And they always give me extra guacamole.
Oh, dude, I get extra everything.
Could they use like a little ice cream scooper?
Yeah.
Right? So I get two scoops. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's the best, yeah.
Isn't that so nice? They don't give her extra.
They don't, nothing.
Because you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
No, and you laugh, but you don't deserve it.
Yeah, you laugh and you don't deserve it. But you know what also I love is any Mexican place that has the carrot thing, the pickled carrot.
Oh, my God. I love.
Those are the best.
The best.
Everyone should have that.
Why don't more restaurants do that? Well, because I think they take time to pick. That's homemade Mexican.
Yeah.
That's real Mexican food.
If you don't have a salsa bar, I'm not going in.
Not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
I love like the different kinds. You got to have the green
one. Green salsa.
You got to have the green one.
And then you have the
chunko.
The chunko sauce.
Yeah.
Because they get you.
And
then you got to have the brown, which is usually a Chipotle-ish or
the bright red.
The bright red is what I like.
Yeah.
It's
like
that.
It's something out of Satan's asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it gets you moving, papa.
It really does. Yeah. I like a bar.
Yeah, I need a salsa and condiments bar.
I don't like salad bars though.
Well, they're disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, you know, do people not know how to use sunflower seeds? It's like somebody takes the sunflower and just goes, fuck it. Right? You just scoop it. I'm going to put it on my salad. No, I'm going to put it everywhere. Fuck it. Right? And then it's like, listen, all right? Name it one thing. Russian dressing, Thousand Island.
Pick.
Pick one.
Pick.
Because I don't want to fucking get confused here, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't we fuck off the Russians years ago?
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't want to fuck it.
Fuck Russians.
Yeah. Fuck the Russians, man. We're calling it Thousand Island from now on.
Because Thousand Island sounds cool. Yeah. It's a Thousand Island.
But it is. They are different.
They're very different. Yeah, they're very different. They have different ingredients.
What's the difference?
Russian dressing. Thousand Island, I think, has... is it relish? There's like something green in it. What is the difference? One of them has...
Well, don't say that you know and
no,
then
there
like,
is a difference.
And then go into an explanation where you
it
don't...
It tastes different. I don't know what
but
it is.
There is a difference in terms of ingredient.
No, I think the ingredients are almost the
they're
exact
not.
Same.
There's one thing, that element
that's
different.
What I'm saying. It's like, I think it's relish.
Yeah. No, I think it's like a mayo or
difference
something.
Between Russian dressing and Thousand Island dressing. The main difference of two is the use of pickles. That's what it is. Right. That's what I said. Relish, pickle. Same thing. Giving it more sweetness and texture. That's right. I was right.
So what?
I was correct.
What is it? Thousand Island has the pickles?
Yeah, Thousand Island. The main difference is that Thousand Island dressing has pickles. Little baby pickle chunks.
Little pickle chunks. Oh, that's right. They do little have baby, little
pickles. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Fuck Russian dressing. Yeah, get out of here. Well, I want little pickle chunks.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a buffet bar when you were a kid? Like,
what do you mean?
We used to have a place called Hometown Buffet. I don't even know if they exist anymore.
Yeah, we had money. We didn't go there. No, really. We did. My dad would like flick it off when we would drive by. Fuck are you, right? Hometown Buffet.
Really? You guys were that?
Hated it.
You were fancy like that?
I mean, when I was in high school, we had money.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never went to something like that?
We go to Morton's. Is that like Hometown Buffet?
Damn, you're a rich little bitch.
No, but we would go to like Lowry's or something, you know what I mean?
Really?
What do you mean?
You didn't go, you guys never went to a shitty family restaurant? Like a
Korean ones, maybe.
Right. Those are cheap and shitty.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying like mom and pop ones, those are cheap restaurants. You're not, those aren't
they
fancy.
They were good. It was just like hole in the walls, but we would go to
that's
that
what
were,
I'm saying. It wasn't pricey.
It's not a fucking chain buffet like Hometown. You liked it?
We didn't go as like a family, but I would go with friends in high school.
The worst was, you know, when I used to, so when I was a younger comic, when I had to play Vegas,
yeah,
you'd have to play something like Harrah's.
Don't even. The basement? You're talking about the basement?
Oh, yeah, right. So it's like,
oh my God.
First of all, you have to do, if anyone doesn't know,
you have to do 8 nights of a week.
Yeah. So you stay there from Monday to the following Sunday night.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
It's disgusting.
And you have to do 2 or 3 shows a night.
Yep.
Right. And it's like, you get, and at least for me at the time, it was like for 2 shows, I would get maybe $100 or $50.
Yeah, I think it's the same now.
Yeah, probably the same now, yeah. Right? So at the end of the week, you're making like $800 or $1,000.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah. But also, you're like, they give you the hotel, but you're also everything, you have to pay for everything.
Yeah. So it's not, so when you say they give you $800, $900, you're losing $500.
Yeah, because there's nothing to do, so you're gambling the money away.
Right.
Yeah,
you're sitting around, you're eating, you're gambling, you're drinking.
But their incentive is that they go, well, the great news is we're going to give you a little employee ID card.
Saddest thing on planet
and you
Earth.
Go, what is it? Well, you know, all the employees at the casino, we eat. There's a, you know, a lounge.
Call it what it is.
What is
a
it?
A dungeon.
It's a dungeon.
It's a fucking in a basement, dungeon.
Right? And so you can smoke there. First of all, it's a buffet.
Yep.
But it's the food that they didn't want to eat at the fucking buffet. It really is.
There's a dumb waiter. They put down food.
Yeah.
And you open up a thing, and food comes out of shit nobody wanted upstairs. So
we must eat. What will it be? Whatever the ones above don't want.
So nobody. So the buffet in the hotel, right?
Yep.
Upstairs, right? Like Midwestern people are like, that looks rotten. Right, I don't want to eat that. Right, for the comedians, right?
Yeah.
So now you have employees going through the line with
cigarettes,
smoking. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and just drunk.
Yeah,
right, just, right. And then you're just you have this little thing, ID card, right? And you're going through, and you as a poor comic, you have to eat it.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You can't afford whatever's upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're just sitting there eating like this fucking, you know, brown cucumber. Right?
Yeah.
Because you think vegetable seems, you know what I mean? Like, not going to fuck up my stomach. Yeah. They have nutrients in it.
It's not
but
like
it's like
chicken.
A brown.
It's brown.
You know what I mean?
It's a brown cucumber.
Looks like a fucking potato chip. You know what I mean? Right? It's crisp. It crumbles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The cucumber. But
the first time I used that card, yeah. I'll never forget. I went through the line,
yeah.
And then I get to the thing, and I go, I'd like to, I'm one of the employees, I'm the comedian. And yeah. The woman at the checkout was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, didn't even scan it, didn't even care. She's like, this is not a privilege. This is sad. Take your food.
Really
get the
funny.
Fuck
that's
out of
really
here.
Funny. Yeah, it's really sad. And then also, sometimes when you're doing a Vegas show like that, you're sharing the green room with another different show that's, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some lounge act.
Yeah, not a comedian. Like a singer will be sitting there.
Or there's like a magician with like, you know what I mean? Trying to figure out, how, you know, how to put the, you know, you can see the bunny that's in the fucking hat. You know what I mean?
He's trying to figure out how to get it back in the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, speaking of magician. Did you watch In and of Itself?
No.
Does anybody know about it? Andres, George?
No.
Derek Delgado. Shout out to Derek Delgado on Hulu. In and of Itself, Bobby. I'm not even kidding. It's the greatest thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's a before you get it, I want to watch it and look at it, but let me just, before you get to, I watched two episodes of that HBO thing you want me to watch.
Which?
The comedian comedy one.
Comedy?
Some guy that does a documentary style comedy.
Oh, How To with John. How To.
Terrible.
Wrong.
I saw three episodes. I was with Kalani. I go, let's watch this tonight because Andrew said it was good.
It's super subversive.
I know.
It's very funny.
And we're watching it.
Did you get to scaffolding in New York City?
This is me watching it.
Yeah. It's really funny. Remember how you wanted to be... Remember how you wanted highbrow humor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Have you guys seen How To? Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
How good is it, George?
Loved it.
Genuine. He's so brilliant. Anyway, this is a documentary about a play this guy does off Broadway in New York, for about 500 plays he's done.
Uh-huh.
Brennan Neal told me to watch it. And I was like, whatever.
Ooh.
I'll watch it. Neil Brennan?
No.
Hold on, here.
Yeah, Neil Brennan.
Neil Brennan.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love Neil.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I went into this kind of being like, oh, I'm not really in the mood for this, whatever. And it fucked me up, man.
You cried?
I bawled. I fucking bawled.
I love crying.
You're going to cry. Please watch this tonight. You're going to cry.
I will watch it tonight. Is it on what?
It's on Hulu.
I have Hulu.
Everybody has Hulu.
It's called
In and of Itself.
It's a true play that he wrote?
Yeah, and honestly, dude, it's about his life, and holy fuck.
It's a one-man show?
Yes, it will shake your soul. Like, it did things for me that I was like, wow. You have to sit in it for a little bit and let him get into the depths of the story.
Mm.
But once you get into the story, you're like, oh, it will fucking shake your innards. When was the last time you saw something that did that?
Yeah.
I don't know a thing I watched that was like, really got me.
Yeah, I watch tragedy porn.
Yeah, yeah.
I like rewatching, like, you know, 9/11 as it happened. You know what I mean? That's the real.
You're just sitting there going, not real. This is fake.
No, but have you ever watched As It Happened?
Like the plane hitting the towers?
No, so you watch the news on YouTube, the news when they're discovering it for the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, welcome to, we got this just in, you know, that kind of, and I watch it, I try to bring myself, you know what I mean?
Back to that moment?
Like I'm watching it for the first time.
Where were you when it happened?
I was sleeping. I already told you.
Oh, that's right, you were.
I slept the whole day. And then I didn't find out about it until the next day.
It's kind of nice to sleep right through that.
Yeah, and then when I went to the Starbucks the next day, I woke, you know, and I went to the Starbucks and people were like all depressed and stuff. I was like, what the fuck?
What's going on? It's taking a long time for coffee?
Yeah. And then I found out. But I also watched the Korean ferry boat tragedy.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You really like that stuff?
And you know, it's sad. I talk about my therapist stopped doing it.
But what, your therapist says stop doing it?
Yeah, yeah.
But why not? I guess if it helps you in some way.
It doesn't help me.
Oh, it hurts.
No, it feeds in some sort of like, that's the only way I can feel.
Oh.
Right?
Well, it touches something in you.
Yeah, but for me to see, you know what I mean, such devastating things, you know what I mean, played out in real time, for me to feel something with that, it's fucked up.
Harry's.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I, you know, when I go on the road, I like to shave my pubic regions.
Of course. You shave your whole body, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I, because I'm a swimmer as well, and I ride bikes.
A lap swimmer.
Yeah, and yeah. It helps with my time.
Yeah, of course.
It does. The hair.
It shaves off some time.
Exactly. And all I use is Harry's.
Yeah, Harry's is incredible.
It really is the best for my
They're the best blades, man. They deliver a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. Only $2 per refill. That's significantly cheaper than the store.
It's insanity, my friend.
It is. It's limited time. They're giving out a great, incredible deal for you guys. They believe in quality so much. They brought their own factory in Germany, mm-hmm. so they could own every step of the manufacturing process.
Let me ask you something. How do they do it?
How do they do it?
Yeah.
They combine a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades.
Oh, my God.
Five.
They source their steel from Sweden and manufacture their blades in their world-class blade factory.
It is incredible. For a limited time, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash.
I love their body wash.
It's so good. For just $3 at harrys.com/badfriends. The blades come right to your door.
Uh-huh.
So during the pandy, you can get blades right at your front door. It's easy. It's simple. And for a limited time, Harry has an exclusive offer for listeners of our show. New customers can get a Harry starter set and free body wash that Bubbo loves for just $3 at harrys.com/badfriends. How much is that value? That's over how much? That's over
$16.
For $3. That's all you have to pay.
You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, a travel cover, and a travel size body wash.
It's an incredibly great deal. But act fast while supplies last. Go to harrys.com/badfriends to redeem your offer.
MeUndies! I tell you what, Andy.
I wear them all the time.
You know, it's my favorite underwear of all time.
Love. They're comfortable.
I have ones with raccoons on it. They're purple. I have ones with little pandas on it. They're red.
My pizza.
I have ones with little
undies.
Trees on it. And my treasure tools.
Your treasure trove gets neatly compacted.
Inside the little packaging of the MeUndies.
Nice.
It's great.
It's got a nice little, it's got a ball cup. They make ball cups for men.
Yeah.
So it rests nice and easy.
And I have very big balls for my body.
You do?
Yeah. And it fits perfectly in.
Well, because your wiener rests right between your balls, like 2 snug pillows.
I have no penis.
Like 2 body pillows.
Yeah.
But the MeUndies, honestly, they're so comfortable, and they don't ride up. That's one of my favorite things.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't like skirt up your leg when you're doing anything. Because
honestly, guys, it's like, you know, I remember like when I would go on the road, I'd tell Kalila, like, I only because she packs my shit.
Of course.
I just only pack the MeUndies because that's what I use.
Yeah, the other underwear is a waste of your time. I actually threw away all my underwear. They have sizes from XS to 4XL. 4XL, so if you're a big boy, get yourself some MeUndies. They've got a great offer for our listeners. First-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. Come on, man. They got their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, just tell them. They'll refund it. No caveats, no questions. Get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/badfriends. That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
You know, Kalila yesterday was just like, can we talk?
I just sit and talk?
Yeah, and like she's expressing her feelings, right? And I go into, when you're, someone's trying to be real.
What is it? Is that acid reflux?
Yeah, now, because I just ate 2 pieces of pizza that Zoe Lister-Jones dropped off at my house.
What kind of pizza?
I don't know. It was, you know, white people pizza.
Ugh.
Like thin.
Yeah.
And then I had to put in.
Do you need medication for that? You do that a lot, that acid reflux. Where you're like,
who cares?
Because I don't want your heart to stop at some point.
If it stops, it stops, baby.
No, it can't stop.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
It can't stop. That'll make me so sad.
I know. But if it does, it does.
Why did Zoe Lister-Jones just drop off pizza at your house, by the way?
Because her the movie that I was, she did a movie with her husband,
mm-hmm.
and it's on Sundance today.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they dropped it off.
You know what? My movie that I was in just got an award, we're nominated.
What is it?
George, show him my movie. This is my movie. There I am.
Really?
This is mine. Yeah, there I am with my dog.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know you were in a movie like this.
It's huge. What do you mean? This is huge.
It's huge.
It's Pixar, bud.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It's my voice. It's my dog.
Did you produce it?
No.
Oh.
No, I was, you know.
You're lucky you didn't. You know why?
Why?
Because I would be like, where the fuck is my job?
You would have been, I mean, where would you fit in that? It's called Out, and it's about me.
Yeah.
It's genuinely.
Eric Griffin has a movie out, too.
He does?
Called Soul. You're really good at it.
He did kill it.
Yeah.
He killed it.
You're really good at
it. No, this show, it's Out. It's about me and my husband, Manuel. And
is it a gay one?
It is. And can I tell you something?
Who plays Manuel?
Andres.
Can't be good. It can't be good.
Really? You want to see a scene? You want to hear a scene?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
He kicks me out because he finds out that, you know, I have been with his brother. I've been hanging out. We didn't do anything. We were just hanging out. He doesn't believe me. He thinks I was hooking up with his brother. It's not true. So this is me when I come back home for the first time to talk to him about it. That's our cat.
Mm. How can you do this to me?
I didn't do anything to you. Manuel.
Look, my brother?
Manuel.
My brother?
Manuel, I didn't do anything to you. And first of all, your brother Taco and I were just hanging out.
Not Taco. I mean, he... No. No, I'm sorry.
What?
I don't think we can... I can... Yeah, no.
What?
You broke my heart.
I didn't break anything. Trust me. I didn't do anything with Taco. All I did was take him to get ice cream, and after that, we took a long walk in the park, and that's it.
After all I did for you, supporting your shitty career all these years, you know? All, I remember sitting in the back of the comedy store hearing those stupid jokes again and again. And for what?
Manuel.
Go deeper to Manuel. Go deeper.
Now that you are a movie star, and Davey...
Yes.
And making the big money. Now you go with my fucking brother. I do.
Stick to the script, Manuel. Manuel, stop. I want to be honest with you for a second.
Improvising.
I want to be honest with you, Manuel.
What?
I have been sleeping with your brother.
I know.
And you know why?
Why?
It's because you make me sick. You're disgusting. You're a stumpy little man. Hey, Manuel.
Yeah.
And I walked away. Anyway, that's part of the film.
Yeah. Maybe we should have rewrites.
The funniest part about that was I said stick to the script. There is no script.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was online for a while.
Wow.
You know what just happened there in that conversation, in that little improv scene with Andres? Mm. It was like we were driving on a freeway and we're cruising.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, hey, you got the 110's right there. You got to go all the way to the right. And he's like, I got it. And you're like, all right, you got to get all the way to the right. And then finally he gets there and he's like.
Yeah. Because here's when you were going into Andrew's comedy and all that stuff.
It was perfect.
And I said, go deeper. You went the opposite way. You should use that opportunity.
He's never heard. Really, he's never heard someone say go deeper. He's never heard that before.
Oh, I see.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. No, but anyway, that's my movie, and congrats to Eric Griffin on Soul, because I think that's killing it. In the Well, there's no box office now, I guess.
What?
There's no box office, so it's...
Yeah, there isn't, no.
How do you know?
Congratulate me on Mulan.
Congrats on Mulan. Congrats on Mulan. When does your episode of Magnum P.I. come out? When can we be looking for it? It's like a TV. There's like a shitty.
Why
TV.
Are you like that?
When can we watch your episode of Magnum P.I.?
I don't know when it comes out. I've never seen... I don't know.
Did you never watch when you did the first one?
I've done 6 or 7 of them.
You have?
Yeah.
I thought you only did 2.
No.
Oh, wow.
I've did a bunch.
And you've never seen one episode?
And in the end of February, I'm going back.
Good.
For another week and a half.
God, for another episode?
Yeah.
You don't think I could get one?
You want me to ask?
I mean, it'd be so fun.
That'd be great.
I would.
You'd be perfect.
I'd absolutely love to do it.
I'll tell one of the producers that I know.
It'd be fun to go out there and just mess around with you. But honestly, I'm not going to do it if it's not with you.
But what if we were in the same episode but not in the same scenes?
That doesn't seem fun to me.
Yeah, but they're at the same time.
I know, but I would rather be in it with you. So if they can
We have one scene.
One scene. That's fine. I would do one scene. I would make sure it's one scene.
You would love it because it's almost as if like you're not on a show.
Are you just having fun the whole time?
No, they're just a bunch of like dudes that kind of look like me. Like a guy named Zeke with tattoos all over his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? You know what I mean? And then like, and just, you know, Asians, you know, just camera operator. You know what I mean? Yeah. They all look like me.
You know, somebody said, why don't you guys check in with Jules more? And I got to tell you, I had a whole thing today about talking to Jules.
Yeah.
And you know why I didn't? Because she couldn't confront me.
She couldn't confront
me. If you could confront me, I would be more conversational with you. But I think that you have an issue with me, and I want you to get it off your chest right now. What's the problem?
I don't have. It's Tito Bobby who has an issue.
What's his issue?
He's lying.
He's not a liar, and that's disgusting to call my friend a liar.
Don't you ever call him a liar. It's so funny that you think that you have allies in this house, right? You could do that shit in our house with Kalila,
but you
try to use that fucking little thing that you do here? No way, baby.
Let's hear it. Everyone in the room here, everyone in our house, in the Bad Friends house that is a Rudy ally. Say I on the count of three. One, two, three. Interesting. What? George, what? What, George? George, what? Oh, he sneezed.
Oh, you sneezed. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try it again. If there's any allies in this house, show yourself now. Say I. One, two, three. That's what I thought.
It feels, you know, that silence.
Listen, you're on that mountain alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jules, that silence, right, is, I call it the void, right? You're alone in empty space with no one around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're free falling. What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
No, don't okay with your eyes, all right, right now, all right? Here's another thing I want to call her out on. Right?
Please, please.
Maybe she has a video game addiction.
She does?
Maybe.
What's going on, Jules?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing.
Are you playing too much?
Kinda.
Yeah.
How many hours?
I can't say.
Why?
Because I think I was going
to get... Oh, is she going to get in trouble?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're not. Jules is a lot like me in many ways.
Yeah, but...
In the pandemic, we escape. We have our ways of feeling good.
The video game is an escape world for you, huh? What's the video game that you play?
Valorant.
Valorant? What is it?
First person
shooter.
It's like Warzone, but more cartoony, I guess.
More animated.
Are you upset with me right now?
No.
I feel like there's in your face. I feel like you're going. He's betrayed me again.
No.
He's a betrayer.
Did you have a conversation with Tito Bobby about the Valorant game and not talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Why do I do that?
Well, it's out.
It's fine.
All right. You know, that's another thing that I do. That's a bad thing.
What? Hold stuff above people?
Yeah, what I do.
Yeah, it's so evil.
It's so bad. I just realized that I do it. But I do it because...
Just now, after all the times that you've done it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. After 49 years of doing it, right? The reason why I did it is I do go through a thing. I was like, should I do it or not, right? Then I weigh the consequences of it in my head.
Right.
And then I go, you know, I think the entertainment quality, you know... The value of the entertainment.
Risk and reward.
Risk and reward, right? So I weigh it, right? If you were really going to get in trouble about something, right, I would never say anything.
Right.
I think I know a couple of things, you know what I mean, that I would never say out loud, right? So.
Well, like what? Like the boy thing, the boy stuff.
No, I don't
you
know.
You keep that private.
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Something's stuck in my throat.
Do you want some water?
No, it's
here.
Fine. No, it's fine.
Put your hand up. I'll give you a little water.
It's fine.
Put your hand up. Just put your hand out. I'll give you a little water. Wait. There you go. Drink up, kid.
Whoa, dude. That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, George.
George, ally. Ally.
Ally.
Ally.
For sure,
I
ally.
Could smell that from here. Hey.
Yeah.
Can you open it to Andrew?
Yeah, my gosh.
Useless.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to... A movie that I saw the other night that people like, but I hated. And
what?
It was called The Vast of Night.
Vast of Night? Let me see what it looks like, George.
The Vast of Night.
What's the deal with it? Why did you hate it?
I just...
The Vast of Night. Amazon. A Jeff Bezos original. So it takes place in the 50s?
Yeah. What would you like to tell us about yourself?
I don't know.
Well, aren't you like some big science girl? Tell me about science.
Pause it.
We don't have to see the rest.
No. I cannot stand it. Why do we pretend that was a voice that people did?
What?
That's what
they used to talk like back in there.
Nobody talked like that.
Yeah.
Stick him up, buddy.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard my grandfather talk. He doesn't sound like that. He never sounded like that.
Yeah, but your grandfather...
See, kid, Matt? Nobody talked like that. That was a TV thing.
These are people that used to live in cities and stuff, not the hills of eyes, wherever you come from.
I come from the city of Chicago. My grandfather was born and raised in the city of Chicago. What's wrong with this?
Okay, so it's, number one...
Because it looks kind of
beautifully
good.
Shot.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Right? The director's a genius, and this is his first thing, I think. I think he's going to work forever.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
The acting is great.
Okay.
Right? It's, let me just, I'm going to just give a spoiler alert.
You literally are like, this is good. You're like, it's the title. That's like the only thing.
No. That's not what it is.
Okay, spoiler alert. Well, should we spoil it? It just came out.
I don't care. I have to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it, all right? And if you want to watch the movie, then fuck, click it off now.
No, don't turn off the episode just because they... No!
Oh, well, keep listening, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just don't watch the movie.
What is it?
All right, so can I just do my rundown, okay?
Yeah.
So it's beautifully shot, right?
Yeah.
You can tell that they didn't have a lot of budget, and I think with the amount of money that he had available, he milked it, right? The acting is incredible.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you what just the short synopsis of what it is, right?
How about do that without giving anything away? Shorts, just give me the synopsis.
I have to give it away, or because the reason why is because the ending is the one that thing that
bothers you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
May I?
Yes.
All right. Acting amazing. Okay. So basically, it's like they hear like, you know, he's a radio DJ.
Yeah, I could tell.
And she's a phone operator person.
Right.
So I guess back in the day, you know what I mean? If you had to call somebody, you had to plug it in. And,
operator.
Yeah. And you go, I'll hook you up, right, yeah. And do that, right? So she's hearing like a little like a noises, alien noises.
Oh, cool.
Right. And he tells her, she goes, have you heard this before? To the DJ. DJ goes, and then he puts it out, you know, on the stage. Hey, y'all listening right now, you ever hear this, right? People start calling, we've heard it before, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they go through this whole thing. And at the end of the movie, right, they go in the forest, right, these two?
Mm-hmm.
And they see a flying saucer.
Cool.
That's it.
What? That's it? No aliens?
Bro,
no?
Bro. I've seen every X-Files episode.
Yeah, okay. X-Files is a great show.
If you're going to do a fucking movie of anything that pertaining to aliens, it's got to be better than X-Files episode.
X-Files is awesome.
I love X-Files.
Yeah, so what right? do you mean? Oh, you mean just ask
me. I'm just saying, if you're going to do a fucking feature, right? Something, you know what I mean?
Right.
Can I see the alien?
Is there a love story? Is that probably the A
it's
story?
It's not even a love story. They get fucking zapped into the fucking A and they fly away.
Do they make love at some point?
They probably fuck up there, but she's 16.
Oh, gross. What? No. This is high school kids?
Why, you asked me. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
But is it a kid love story? Are they like falling in love?
No. He's like an adult. She's a kid.
Oh, so this is a weird. I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
It's like a grown man who's like, hey, phone plug girl.
But like Chris Stuckman, who's one of my favorite YouTube reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked him on Instagram to do Tiger Bell. He never responded.
Doesn't want
to
do it.
Why do they do that?
Honestly, because I think some people don't care. Some people are like, I don't want to do podcasts.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've asked people, and it's like,
who's the biggest person you've asked, and they kind of blew you off?
Oh, there's a lot. Stephen Yeun.
But what's one that you like? You really it hurt your feelings that they blew
Stephen
you off?
Stephen Yeun.
Stephen Yeun. Let's call him out right now.
Stephen Yeun hurt me. Ken Jeong hurt me.
Yeah, but we've known that.
Ali Wong hurt me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I asked those three.
What's the trend we're seeing? What's the trend?
They're Asians.
They're Asian. Mm. Asians.
Yeah.
Not as loyal as we once thought.
Yeah.
Why did Ali Wong let you know? Ali doesn't do podcasts.
She doesn't do podcasts.
But she doesn't do anybody's podcast. It'd be weird if she did somebody, if she did like.
Oh, if she did other people's podcasts and
not
didn't do mine.
Yeah.
I would, what?
She's never, no.
I would, it would be war.
I know she hasn't. Conan O'Brien.
I would start a war.
Oh, she did one with Conan. I get that, though.
Yeah, he's a gigantic talk show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But if she
did... Oh, 36 Ali Wong podcast interviews. Wow.
No, really?
It says it right there.
You're 36?
36 of Ali Wong podcasts. You're Not Your Mom's Book Club, Dear Girls. Oh, Dear Girls is at her show.
Uh-huh.
Does she have a podcast now? All Wong with Ali... What? With Kari Asad? What is this, George? Anyway.
Anyway.
She doesn't do she doesn't do friends podcasts.
No.
No.
Like if she had done yours and didn't do mine, I would have a problem.
Well, her and I aren't close like that. That wouldn't even exist. I mean, like Allie and I are cool, but you guys, you know her more than I do.
Mm-hmm. I knew her when she wasn't even a comedian.
So all she's done is three. Truly. That's the real number.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Conan, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Idiot Something. George, pause on something so I can read it. Idiot with Chris Hardwick. Okay, she did Hardwick, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is massive, and Conan.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Hardwick?
I love him.
I don't know him well, but I like him.
Nice guy.
He's doing the ball drop show again.
Really?
You know the balls that drop from the thing and the money?
Good.
Yeah, I saw it come back.
I like him. Just because I remember like...
He's always been nice to me.
Yeah, at a gas station once,
mm-hmm.
And I was like three pumps away, and he came up to the, you know...
Would you have come up to him?
I saw him before, yeah. I saw him before he
you
saw me.
You didn't say
anything.
Why do you get nervous like that?
I always see people and I avoid it.
Hello, tushy.
Hello, tushy. Hello, tushy.
Spritz, spritz on your tush.
Listen,
you get on the toilet. Hello, tushy is phenomenal.
It's been a lifesaver for me because I used to have a dirty hole.
Dirty hole.
It used to be deep, dirty, and fucking
crusty,
dusty,
cavey,
crusty,
dusty,
and cavey.
Crusty.
And you know, I used to use like you know, every time I poo, I use a whole roll.
A whole roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's how crazy.
That is not economical.
I know it's a dark hole. It's a deep dark hole. And then once we got
the tush,
right? I put it in, right? It's so economical. First of all, it was what $75.
It's significantly cheaper than any other bidet that you would find.
I don't use toilet paper anymore, and it cleans the hole so perfectly nice.
So nice.
You could eat a fried egg on my butthole.
What about scrambled?
No, just fried.
Just fried.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, over easy is how I like it, man. The future of toileting is here. By the way, we have one here at the studio.
Uh-huh.
We both have one at home. And at first, I was adverse. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't want this thing. Who cares? I put it on. I love it. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, in the middle of the night when I wake up to pee, I just turn it on just for fun. I sit down to pee in the middle of the night because I can't see and I don't want to turn on the lights. And I sit down and I turn on the tushy. It gives me a nice little how you doing in the middle of the night.
Yep.
I'm not lying. It's actually very nice. The 3.0, the Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleans itself before and after it's used. The Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. Come on, man. You don't have to do anything. It attaches to the toilet.
So
it's already there.
Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Come on, man.
It's the deal of a lifetime.
If you already have a tush on your pot, upgrade to the 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now with a clean butt every single flush.
For the rump you love to hump, this Valentine's Day, give the gift of Hello Tushy.
Go keep going.
Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
Drive it home, Rude.
This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
Get to the finish line.
hellotushy.com/badfriends.
DoorDash.
I'm telling you, this is the truth, all right? The DoorDash saved my life in Hawaii.
How?
Do you know why?
No.
Because I was using these other apps.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And they would say, we don't have anyone near the location.
Right.
Right?
Right.
DoorDash, they had it everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. So I'd be like, I want to go to this weird restaurant that's on this side of that. You know, and all the other applications are like, we don't go there. DoorDash, they go there. They're so quick.
Yeah.
They're so precise. DoorDash is my number one thing.
DoorDash is number one. You heard it here. It connects you with the restaurants that you love right to your front door. You didn't have to leave, Bob. It just comes to you safely. The new year means new you. If you're looking for new food, DoorDash got it on the app. It is incredible. Ordering is so easy.
Open
man.
The DoorDash app. Then you choose what you want from where you want it. And your items will be left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
Yes, 300,000.
Let me finish. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factories.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download that DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code
BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget, that's code
BADFRIENDS2021
for 25% off your first order with DoorDash.
Subject to change, terms apply.
There you go. Like you know,
like
you guys.
Talk. I don't like small talk. Right. I don't like. There was also a time where it was like, when you have no, especially when you run into people in the industry and you really have nothing going on.
Right.
I just didn't want to. You know what I mean? What are you up to? Oh, I just played the Chuckle Fuck Factory in Idaho. I don't want to fucking say that.
I do understand when you. It's both people going. What's been going on? You're like, what's been going on?
Yeah, because people rattle off like shit they're doing. Oh, I just sold a show to HBO. And you're like, that's what they open with. And you're like, oh, you know.
Well, see, nothing bothers me more. And there's a few people that we both know that do this.
Yeah.
When you go, hey, man, what's up? And they're like, oh, man. And they just vomit out their new resume.
Right.
And you're like, I just said fucking hi.
Or they do this. This is the worst what they do.
Huh.
Where there's a couple of guys where I go, what's up? And they'll go, man, you're killing it. You know, don't you ever have a break? Right. And they start rattling things that you're doing. It's like, dude, we're not.
Yeah.
This is real life here, baby.
See, when people do that to me, like, do it to me. Like, do that right now. Like, watch. You're that guy. Now what? This is how I react when I go, hey, dude, what's going on?
Hey, Andrew. Oh, my God. Davey, dude.
Yep.
Killing it.
Yep.
and Whiskey Ginger Man and Bad Friends. Are... It made me so angry.
Can you imagine if I was doing
it? Yeah, yeah. Let me try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Your way, though, all right?
Yeah, I get it.
Go ahead.
Dude, you, you say hi to me in this fucking scenario. You start the thing. And then
I don't
want
to start it, though.
No, you say hi, and then I... Because you that was the whole point.
All right. Where are we at, though?
I'm at a gas station. We're pumping at a gas station.
All right. But this is... I'm going to play it real.
Okay, play it real.
This is the way I would do it.
All right. Play it for real. All right.
I'm just playing it real, all right? I don't think that you would look at me like that.
Yes, I would.
You would be like...
It's not me. I'm playing a guy.
I know, but you're playing another guy, but I don't think any guy would look at me
how I'm playing the guy.
I know, but don't look at me
like that.
Don't
test my acting skills. I know what the guy is.
All right,
here we go.
Hold on. I need a second. Right? So I have the thing in, right?
Me too. I'm already here. I'm already here. You just started.
All right.
Okay, ready? I'm pumping. Bobby.
Yeah, I start.
Oh. I know. I
fucking start. You fucked it up already.
Sorry.
I start. Okay.
Fuck. 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 Good.
Hey.
Oh, Bob. Hey, man.
Hey.
Clark. Hey.
Clarky.
Good to see you.
What's up?
Hey, dude. Whoa. Are you killing it right
now? Yeah!
Bad Friends.
Yeah!
Magnum P.I.
Yeah! Is that what you did?
Yeah, you copied me.
That's what... I was just going to do what you did.
Yeah, no, why did you copy me? You're going to play it for real. Play it for real.
Oh, what I would do?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you said to do it the way you did it.
No, you're supposed to do it your way.
All right. Well, then, if we did it my way, we would never... Talk. Yeah, right. All right, let's do it. Okay, right. This is the way I would do it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Clarky.
Oh, Bob.
What's up, man?
I'll tell you what's up, man. You are killing it. Bad Friends, Magnum P.I. I mean, you got Solister Jones. You're doing so much stuff right now. Yeah, you're absolutely exploding right now.
You got to
be doing well.
Those ended.
Bad Friends and Tiger Belly is like murdering. It's
Zoe
like
died.
It's like, what?
Zoe died.
Solister Jones died?
Yeah. We both did.
You're right here. We both. That's why you don't make small talk.
I don't do it. Because
it doesn't work.
I don't know.
You're not a small talk guy.
I can't do it.
I always say hi.
Yeah.
Even if it's somebody that I know is going to trap me in a conversation I don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have to do it. You have to go.
You don't have to. That's why I avoid
you
it.
You do. Because they see you and that's bad.
No, I always avoid.
But they see you.
What?
I'm sure they see you.
Yeah. I did this one. I was with my cousin Jenny once, and she didn't know. So I walked in to pay for gas, right? And I ran into my buddy, right? His name was Ben. I go, my cousin's in the car. She doesn't know that we know each other. So I'm going to go back over there and pick a fight with me, right?
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to punch you so hard in the stomach, right? He's a big guy, too. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
So you know, I do the gas. He comes, what's up, fucking chink? Like, he goes strong. He goes, like, really too strong, right? To the point where I was like, what? But it worked because I got, what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
You fucking chink, kuku, chung, kung, chink, chink, right? I go, what the fuck? Say it to my face. He goes, ooh, it comes up to me. And I went, like that. He fell to the ground. He started doing convulsions, right? I got in the car, and my fucking cousin was like, wow.
Thought you were so
tough.
Yeah,
you're a real man, huh?
You're right.
You're tough.
Tough guy.
It's the best. That is the best.
You never told her?
Never told
Jenny,
her. Until now.
Jenny, pay attention.
Until now.
It was fake. Oh, I want to say something. Remember that song we played for you?
Yeah.
That lo-fi stuff?
Oh, I love that song.
There's a comic named Whitmer Thomas. Do you know Whit?
Mm-mm.
The fucking man. Whit had put up a song today, and I thought this was
beautiful. I know that guy.
Yeah, Whitmer. Yeah. Whitmer Thomas. Play it from the beginning. This is a song that he originally composed here during. This kind of sums up what the pandemic has been for everybody to me. It's short and quick. It's great, and I fucking love it. Make a cup of coffee and water the plans. Text my dad and pay my rent. Try to write something even if it's shit. Watch a fucking movie you ain't seen yet. Check in with
from my soul. Try to relate, try to self-motivate, but you can't fight the rigmarole. No, 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 you can't fight the rigmarole. All right.
I love him. I love him.
Pretty good.
I think he's so great.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that sums up the pandemic to me. Alone in your house on a green screen.
Yeah.
Guitar, keyboard.
It's you know.
Life's become a bottomless hole.
It's funny. We've been so conditioned to live like this for the last, it's been almost now a year.
It has been. No, it
it's
has
coming
been.
Coming up on a year, yeah. Right? Imagine a year. I haven't done stand-up in a year.
Think how good you'll be when you get back.
Bad.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Yeah.
But won't that be fun to be bad?
Oh, I can't wait because I'm gonna start anew. But
you
but,
are?
Yeah, I'm gonna start new.
Are you gonna put anything down?
I'm literally not gonna do any old jokes. I don't know the old jokes.
But I'm saying you should put down the old jokes on a tape or something, like put them out.
I'm
Why?
Starting anew. My stuff is garbage.
No, it's not. Let me make a suggestion.
I'll tell you why.
Look at me.
And when people say that, it's so funny because I did some of my old jokes on when I did the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And it's online.
Some of them.
No, it was a stand-up show that I did.
Yeah, but not an hour.
I know, but it was still 6 minutes. It got 3 views.
Okay.
No one gives a shit.
Can I suggest something and you can say no?
What?
Take away the... Okay. What if you... Record all your old jokes that you're going to throw away.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Record them all.
Yeah.
And print them on records.
Uh-huh.
And print 25 of them.
Uh-huh.
Like a small amount, mm-hmm. right? And sell them for charity.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Is that a good idea?
Can we talk back to the pandemic, though?
It makes you nervous.
Yeah, it does.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah. You make all me right. nervous.
Don't do that. Don't transition into something that's not true because you're uncomfortable with what's going on with
you
your
You do
head.
Make me nervous.
About what?
It's different.
Why?
See, that's why.
What do you mean?
No, because I feel like you're going to bring up stuff that's going to, like, because you know my...
I'm not going to bring up insecurities.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know...
I'm being very supportive.
I know, but I'm just saying that you know... I know your spots.
I know, but I'm not touching any spots.
But you know where my spots are within my body is, right? And sometimes...
I'm an emotional massage therapist.
Yeah, no, but sometimes you'll say things and it's, like, around the spot, right? You're not really in the spot.
Not hitting it.
I know, but you're around it, right? But the spot gets, it pulsates.
Okay. Okay. You know what? We can move on to the next thing. But I was just saying.
No, I want to talk about the pandemic, you fuck. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're right. You've been a great guy.
Thank you.
And I apologize.
I love you.
I don't want to get into this.
But I don't want to talk. You know why I don't want to talk about the pandy?
Because you're the one that bring this guy fucking back on.
What do you mean? Whitmer's the shit.
I
thought the song was great.
I want to talk about what he's saying.
Tell me what he's saying.
I know. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
You know?
Tell me.
It's just that we don't – it's just odd that in the last year it just went by and it's like it that our society and everything – I don't know how to do anything anymore.
In terms of what?
Just in terms of like I don't know what it's like to meet people or – have conversations with people. I don't talk to people.
But you didn't do that quite much when it wasn't.
I guess I did.
You didn't. You weren't really a super social butterfly when it was.
Yeah, but
normal.
I still knew how to. I'll be honest with you. Like when Jeff Scott died.
Yeah.
We talked about it, right?
Yeah, it just is really sad.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's like little things like that. It's like Jeff Scott died, and it's like I wish, you know, that number one, I believe that. Without the pandemic, that he could still be alive.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I heard, and I'll say this, is that Jeff, people know, was the beloved piano player for the Comedy Store for 25 years. Mm-hmm. The only thing that might have contributed to his death, and I'm not spreading rumors, but I'm just saying maybe, was I had heard that Jeff was friends with a fair amount of people from the Hoover Crip gang. He rolled deep with a gang from the Hoover Crips in South Central Los Angeles.
No.
No.
I almost believed
No,
you.
I know.
I was thinking about, you know what I mean?
But I sold it well.
Yeah, but Jeff was also the whitest guy you've ever met.
Yeah, the gay pianist from the Comedy Store was not rolling with Hoover Crips.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
In a drive-by, he's playing the piano in the car.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, fool? He's like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, he was incredible. But my point is, I miss him very fucking much. Let's go back to the and it's just
you think he would have survived had the pandemic not happened?
Yeah, and there's other people like I think that a lot of young comics got fucked too.
Oh my god, so many people. How about just people got fucked?
Yeah, I had a kid call me. You know, Dylan, the fat gay guy, Dylan?
Yeah. You didn't have to tag those. You could have just said Dylan, the kid who used to work at the Comedy Store. He moved. He's in Austin.
Right, so he called me. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Or Austin, or where did he move to?
He went to Texas.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to do because, you know, I'm not making any money here, and my dream is here, but...
Yeah.
He went with Tony Hinchley.
Tony Hinchley, biggie.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, those guys moved down there for the Rogan train.
I know. What do you think of that?
So many people.
I know.
I don't even know. Tim Dillon's moving down there.
I know. You want to go?
To Austin?
Yeah.
Look, I don't...
We just got our houses, man.
Yeah, we just got our houses.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's
we just
like,
got our houses.
Yeah, it's like I'm paying mortgage on my house. I'm not.
It's not. Here's my other thing. If you, this is sounds crazy, and I'm going to say this,
yeah,
and I mean this.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you don't need to stay in LA. You don't need to be in LA. Okay, fine. I get it. I don't need to be in LA to do what we do. Kind of.
You do. Because those guys,
they say that, but they don't.
But also, those guys, right? Guys like Tony and those guys, they don't have like dream. You and I. They don't have dreams. No,
they don't have dreams.
But they don't.
They don't work in Hollywood.
But they don't want to like get on a movie or TV or act.
Right. They're not actors,
and that's why. Not that I'm an actor, but I like doing it, and
you
that's
are
a part
an actor.
Of my. It's a part of what I do. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I like the challenge of it.
Right. Those guys aren't in the. That's what I'm saying. They're not in the acting side of Hollywood,
and they want to be. Some of them.
I think a lot of them don't.
Yeah, but some of them do.
I don't know if Tony, I don't think he goes out for stuff like that.
He's said stuff to me like, I can't get anything.
Oh, I didn't know he goes out. Yeah. I just didn't know how much he goes out. But I mean, like Segura, he acts only if they ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they're moving down there.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon does, I mean, Tim does whatever the fuck he wants,
mm-hmm.
which is why he's genuinely killing it harder than anybody else in the comedy game.
He really
I mean
is.
It. No one is funnier and puts out more consistent shit than Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I mean, who else has moved out? I mean, you know, I'm sure Whitney will probably go down there.
No.
Yeah. Dude, at some point, I think all those people will go down there. Me and you are going to be the only people in L.A.
But then what happens when the clubs open back
then
up?
Then we own L.A.
Right?
You and me, Chang. We're running this town.
How great would that be?
You and me in L.A.?
Yeah.
I did cross over the hill today to go to get tested again.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting tested 7 days a week.
I know.
It's insane.
Great.
Every day. But across the hill to go get tested because I went over to the studio. That we our production office is. Today is one of the first days that restaurants are allowed to be open again. Do you know that? We're
in
purple mode or whatever.
Yeah.
No restaurants have patios open now because it's raining here in LA. Denny's. A line down the block.
No.
People were begging to eat outside at Denny's. That's how much people wanted to be outside.
Wow.
They were just like, please, do I hear something? Oh.
Yeah, it's she's watching something on her phone. Yeah, she is.
She was.
She was.
I'm not.
She was.
I'm not. I'm not.
Wait. Why? When you raise your voice.
Yeah, she does get snappy.
Yeah. What do you? That's Sir Andrew Santino.
Surrender your phone to Tito right now. Surrender your phone. The rest of the episode is going to be about you. Surrender your phone right now. Do it. I want you to talk to her now. I want to tell her about her behavior.
I want to see if I can. Damn it.
It's passcode.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the Grateful Dead case?
Yeah.
Are you a Grateful Dead fan?
No.
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 Can you name any members of the Grateful Dead?
No.
Not one.
No.
Not even the main guy that died.
No, I just
four fingers on one hand.
No. I just like the
We're gonna give you a hint.
Yeah.
Because you're actually very good at guessing names.
Yeah.
Remember when she guessed the vice president and the president elect?
Yeah. So
let's see who the man who was in the Grateful Dead, he passed away. He was the leader, mm-hmm. the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
His name was what? It starts with a J.
George.
George, yes.
What's his last name? That's pretty good.
The last name is Hispanic. Or
I would say, what region, what Hispanic region, Andres? Why are you laughing?
A very common Spanish last name.
What is it, Andres?
It's a very common Spanish last name everywhere in Spain.
Right, it's very common.
Yeah,
it's
correct, but make it comedy next time.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I was setting him up. I gave him like a...
that was funny.
I gave the guy an alley-oop. I was like, Latin region could this be from? A 5-minute fucking break. And then he goes,
comedy.
A very Spanish Latin... Oh my God, dude. Lie next time.
Yeah.
Chile. It's a Chilean last name. George what?
George Trinidad.
Trinidad?
How do you know that?
It's not correct.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. George Trinidad, George Trinidad was the lead singer. Fucking the Grateful Dead.
That's impressive.
How did you
bring up a picture of George Trinidad, yeah, please? Yeah.
How did you
know that?
Did they text you?
Images. Where is George Trinidad?
Right there.
There he is.
There he is. He died. He was the lead singer of the Grateful Dead.
Four fingers on one hand.
Yeah.
And now show those the picture beneath that picture of the two guys right beneath it, right beneath him. No.
Yeah, that
there
one
it
right
is.
There?
Yeah, there it is.
That's the other members of the Grateful Dead.
Can you name? Well, look, it says that Peter and George. Okay, it says Peter and George, who you know, George Trinidad and Peter Blythe. Who's the third member? Do you know? Starts with a C.
C.
Carlos.
Yeah,
Carlos, yeah.
What's his last name? It's very easy.
Easy.
The last name starts with an X. Carlos. Carlos Santillas.
Wow.
Carlos Santillas. Pull up Carlos Santillas, please. And there he is. The third member. Click on it, George. That's the third member of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Carlos Santillas.
Yeah, there he is.
And what instrument did Carlos play?
He played the triangle and the bongos. And let me say something about him, right? Triangle and the bongos, right?
There he is. There's Carlos Santillas.
Carlos Santillas was triangle and the bongos, but he invented, right? He invented the plastic triangle.
Did he really?
Yeah, because usually triangles were played with metal, right?
Always, right.
Metallic, right? But his was made out of plastic. It was much bigger. And it was yellow, purple, and a fluorescent green. Right? And he used the stick was like colorful. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was almost like you remember like a barbershop wrap? You know, it had like a wrap to it. Yeah.
So, right? And he would, when the Grateful Dead would play it, right? It would like be rhythmic.
Right?
Right, and they would go right, and then he would go drop it. The bongos, right? They were so good.
They were very good.
They would do that for 45. They would jam in G major for 45 minutes
straight.
I mean, have you seen a triangle fucking solo?
It's raw.
A 20-minute triangle solo fucks up the ears.
At some point, people come running for dinner. So are you now going to know enough about Grateful Dead when somebody sees your phone case and goes, "Hey, do you know about the Grateful Dead?"
Yeah.
Yes.
And okay. So the three members are
George Trinidad, Carlos Santillas,
and
Peter Mulave.
Well, it's Blythe, but Mulave is correct. Mulave is actually kind of a stage name for him.
Yeah. And the genre of music was
his.
The genre of music?
Rock.
Rock.
But
and
blues.
Rock and blues.
Yeah, blues or rock.
Either way, you can juggle either.
Yeah.
I want to show you something because I learned something very recently. The sperm is the hot new wrinkle treatment. Do you know that?
No.
Seriously, people are using sperm as new. This is real. People are using sperm as facial treatment.
Really?
Did you put stuff on your face at night?
Sperm.
No. Whose?
Mine. Have you really? Is this sperm?
Yeah, sperm. It's like a new thing. Okay.
So you put it on your wrinkles.
Women will put, there's like certain kinds of sperm that people put on their face overnight.
It's not human sperm.
Sure is.
But what's certain kind?
Stuff that they can't use. You know, if you go to sperm bank, they can't use all of your sperm. You know that, right?
Right.
So if it's not good sperm, it gets in these things. And if it's not good for birth, it's good for this.
But can I just give like Kalila my own cum and she can put it on her?
Sure can.
And it will work?
Sure will.
Really?
Yeah. Rudy, what do you have?
I think I'm going to tell.
So this is so we can improve. Check how Rudy's doing with her improv skills.
Oh, right. Yeah, because she is lacking tremendously.
So she's going to read a story just from her cards.
Uh-huh.
Now, and you guys have 3 minutes to ask her questions to determine if it's a real story or a fake story.
Okay. Fun. Very good.
Fun.
Very good.
Okay.
So you have to learn how to sell whatever you're selling.
Okay.
Okay.
I cheated on an exam and got an A. The person I cheated from got a B+.
Look at me in the face.
Huh. What subject was it? What kind of test was it?
Math.
Math. She's just called just math now? Mm-hmm. Isn't there like a, is it algebra or something like that? No?
We call it math in the Philippines. There's no like specific. There's only math 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, what's the name of the person you cheated off of?
Liz.
Liz. Liz. The Filipino girl Liz.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Tan.
Liz Tan.
Liston?
Pretty good.
Liston?
Yeah.
Liston. All right, so we have to guess now if she's... Is that real or she's lying?
You guys have 3 minutes to ask questions, so you can go deeper.
Yeah, but what... All right, we'll go deeper. I see.
I thought it was two.
Yeah. All right.
Liz Tan.
How many people are in the class?
32.
Uh-huh. Not, yeah, but that's our standard. Liz Tan. What about Liz Tan? I want to know about Liz Tan.
Yeah, Liz Tan.
How tall is Liz Tan?
She's 5'4".
Hmm.
5'4". How old is she?
18.
Is she ugly?
No, she's really pretty.
She is?
She is.
Are you jealous?
No, she's my friend.
Who's her boyfriend?
Before, at the time, it was Vijay.
Vijay?
Vijay Singh, the golfer? The 65-year-old golfer?
No.
Vijay who?
Vijay Daniel.
What does her dad do for
that
a living?
That was a lie.
What does her dad do for a living?
Her dad is a businessman.
What business?
He makes cardboards. Yeah, it's true.
Really? Who makes cardboard?
What do you mean? He just makes cardboard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like boxes?
Yeah, boxes.
Wow.
What is it? What does the mom do?
She's a doctor.
What?
Wait.
So the mom is a doctor, yeah, and that's not bringing enough cash.
Yeah.
So he decides I'm going to make cardboard boxes.
Minutes.
3 minutes is up.
Okay. Time's up.
First of all, that's a lie. You didn't cheat, isn't it? Is that true?
I lied, but the mom and dad was true.
That was real?
Yeah.
The mom is a doctor and the dad makes boxes.
Yeah, and Liz is true.
Here's a better game. Let's create a better game, all right?
Yeah.
All right. How about we assign you, you're a professor. No, see, that's how you're scared. You're a professor, right? And we're going to tell you what you're an expert on. And we're going to ask you questions about things and you have to answer the questions. Make it up, right? And be confident about what you're saying. All right.
This is a good bit.
This is a good bit.
Let's see Let's see how good Jules is at improv.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a professor.
You're a history professor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And the Industrial Revolution is your. Yeah.
Really? That's so hard.
I know. She can make it up.
Let's see if she can.
Yeah.
Do you have enough? Okay. Here we go. So we're two students after class.
Yeah.
And we have questions about the homework.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not the Industrial Revolution. What do you want to do?
She's just a history. What about she's just a history teacher? Pusher.
Yeah. Hi, Ms. Kuhn. Thanks for having us. We just had some questions.
Yeah, just a couple of questions.
Yeah, about today's lessons and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the Declaration of Independence. Who signed it?
The Declaration of Independence was signed by Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
And it was after. I don't know, Tito Bobby. Wait.
All right.
Who's Tito Bobby?
Let's stop. When you're. Okay. All right. There is no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because you're making it up.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? But you have to. You can't pause like that. You just. Whatever you're saying.
You believe it.
Is a fact.
It's a fact.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
Okay. It's a fact. Okay.
Let's try it again.
Ask her another different question. All right.
Miss Kuhn?
Kuhn.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
My bad.
We just get nervous.
We get so nervous because you're so smarter than us.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not smart, but in the World War II,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who were the countries involved again? All of like I don't remember who was in it.
The countries that were involved were Japan.
Uh huh.
U.S. Our country.
Our country.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's Germany.
All. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hawaii was it?
But they weren't a part of our country?
Oh, yeah. They were part. <I forgot. laughs> Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil.
Brazil? Brazil was in the war?
Okay, that's interesting. So how did Brazil get involved in that war?
Yeah.
Our president.
Uh-huh.
Who was our president during the war?
Yeah, I don't.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt. Good. Yeah.
He went to Brazil.
Yes.
And asked the president if he could help us bomb Germany.
Who was the president of Brazil?
Yeah, Brazil. Who was the president of Brazil at the time?
It was José Gregory.
Jose Gregory. I read about
him. I remember him.
I read his bio.
Wait. Jose Gregory, didn't he do something before becoming president of Brazil?
Yeah.
What was his first job?
I think he was a janitor.
He went from janitor to president.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Because when somebody wins the lottery in this country, you just pull the Jose Gregory. They use that term. Yeah, yeah.
Wait. You have a question for her. You have
oh, I do. So during the war, right? So the Japan were with the Germans, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the Japan's fleet called?
Yeah, what were they called?
The Japan's fleet was called Akatsuki Fleet.
Akatsuki fleet. What does Akatsuki mean?
Akatsuki means rogue.
Rogue, the rogue fleet.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's tight, right? That is cool.
Yeah, we should create a band called that.
The Akatsuki Fleet?
Yeah.
I really like that. I have one more history question for you.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, now this is embarrassing. I don't stupid, but at the turn of the century, you know?
Yeah.
Y2K?
Yeah.
This recent century? They said computers were going to stop. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Computers were going to stop because our government put something in the chip. That's it.
So our government, let me get this straight.
Whoa. You're blowing my mind.
Let me get this straight. How complex.
Our government.
And diabolical.
Put a
so
chip.
Our country, our, we put a chip.
Uh-huh.
Our government put a chip in the computer.
In what? Which computer?
Yeah, what computer did it put in?
All computer products.
Oh, right. So it's diabolical.
Wow.
So our government went to Macintosh.
Well,
Hewlett Packard.
Ask.
So our government went to Macintosh, Hewlett Packard, Apple's Macintosh, right?
Same thing.
And they specifically put, unbeknownst to the companies,
yeah,
a government chip.
Yeah.
And what was the purpose of this chip?
To stop and maybe make the computers alive.
Oh, singularity.
Okay, so then why didn't it work?
Why didn't it work?
This technician that works for the government.
What was his name?
His name was John.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
John Arkansas.
Arkansas. Much like the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the country. Is it a country or a state? State.
It's a state. Yeah.
So John Arkansas, he was the one that put the chips on all the computers?
Yes, but he made an error, and that's why it didn't work.
What was the error?
What was it?
He was coding, and he put penis.
He wrote penis?
In the coding.
And it didn't work.
So are you telling us
that
penis saved us all in the year 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. John Arkansas, a chip from the government.
Yeah.
Wow. What does Y2K stand for?
Oh, what does that stand for?
Yeah, then.
Your.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh.
No, Rudy, you did great.
Great job.
Give it up for Rude for the.
That was good. Take her phone back.
Rudy, you get your phone back, you know the Grateful Dead members now.
Yes.
All right, let's look in the camera and say it.
Thank you for being a bad friend. You hear about a kid, right?
Yeah.
Who's great at football, right? Yeah. Like in high school, right?
Yeah.
He's a quarterback. All right, he's a quarterback, right? And it's now tryouts. Right? For the college.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a college scout.
What college?
WNBA.
That's the college?
Yes.
All right.
And WNBA, I'm the fucking university head of the sports division.
Got it.
Okay? I hear about this name, Clarice Mantuzzo.
I love Clarice Mantuzzo.
Yeah. He's a quarterback from high school, from Oxnard High School.
6'8".
He's 6'8".
225.
Exactly.
Pure muscle.
Yeah. Pure muscle, right?
Yeah.
And he gets every time he throws a ball, it goes right into the tight end,
right in the chest, or the wide receiver,
or the end. I mean,
a wide receiver.
No, it goes to the. What do you do when you score?
In the end zone?
End zone.
End zone. It goes in the end zone. Well, the tight end could catch it and put it in the end.
Sometimes he does.
You think the end was called the tight end?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so every time it goes right in the tight end in the end zone.
And so I hear about this Mutuzo guy, right? And I'm seeing him scrimmage, right? Mm-hmm. With the boys, right? Hut, hut, hut. And he throws the ball, right? In back of him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I heard this guy was good, you know what I mean? And I know that he's on a team with my other friend, my a guy that I know, Andrew.
Yeah.
Right? So let's do it again. Okay, go, set, reset, right? Go to the 20-yard line.
Second snap.
Right? Hut, hut, right? He spins it on his head, right? Yeah, like, hut, hut, spins it, right?
Yeah.
And just kind of walks around in a circle. Like that, right? Right? And then cut. Well, I don't know what they say. You know what I mean?
No, they don't.
They don't say cut, right?
You can't cut.
I don't know what they say.
You don't cut.
So then I go, and then I'm like a little, hey, man.
Come on, man.
This is real, man. This is for the college.
This is for the WNBA.
Right? Right? He's like, I'm doing it.
I'm trying.
Yeah. At that point, I'm going to be like, it was all hype.
But it's not.
So my tape, right? The tape that I sent this morning.
Was good.
Right? Is that.
Time out.
Yeah, yeah.
Rudy. How was the tape spinning a ball on his head, or was it throwing it in the tight end?
It was throwing in the tight end.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.